What the Tech is brought to you by Wink, the world's only personalized wine club. Right now, Wink is offering listeners $22 off your first order when you go to trywink.com/WTT. That's trywink.com/WTT. Everybody, welcome to What the Tech. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by Mr. Paul Theroux. How you doing, Paul?
Pretty good.
We just finished our Apple event. We did live coverage of the Apple event. We got kicked off of YouTube. We got flagged for copyright content.
Yep.
So we're doing this live right now.
Apparently covering a press event is...
You cannot.
This is something you can't do.
Yeah, it's something you're not allowed to do. So we are here now. I could have reconnected. I decided that we're just going to keep it live on Twitch right now. We're going to do a quick show because we just spent about 2.5 hours or 3 hours. No, 2.5 hours almost doing this. I don't even know what day it is.
Andrew,
I'm about a bottle.
Two glasses of wine past being able to do math. Like an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah. It's like Joe Namath going out on the field.
Yes, exactly.
And they're interviewing him. And he goes, I don't care if my team is struggling.
He's like, you're beautiful.
You're beautiful. We just saw the Apple event talking about beautiful. Paul and I were, we did a Mystery Science Theater-esque Apple event coverage here. So I just want to go through some of the quick stuff and kind of take it more seriously and discuss this for people downloading the podcast, because I highly doubt you guys want to listen to us via podcast form. Doing the show that we just did. So we're just going to keep that for a live audience, and then this is going to be the show. Apple, the biggest news was that they're reopening the Fifth Avenue store, right, Paul?
What?
No, that wasn't the biggest story.
No, that's not it.
So let's go through this. So Apple announced new iPhones, new iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro.
Let's go through it in the order they went through it.
Okay, right? You go. You start it.
And let's see if I can remember what the first thing was. Was it Apple Arcade? I think it was
Apple Arcade for
$4.99.
So they
talked about debuting this month. I don't remember the exact date, but it's September something soon. $4.99 a month, which is a great price for the entire family. So if you've got a bunch of people on your Apple account in your family, that's great. That's a good price. It's probably not going to launch with a ton of content, I guess. And it looks like mostly, you know, kind of kidsy, mobile-y kind of games, not like gritty, you know, action fighter type games.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's hard to argue with the price. They also had a similar price later for Apple TV Plus, which is not debuting until the beginning of November, but and will ship with almost no content. But I think everyone expected both of those things to be more expensive. I think that Disney coming in at $6.99, it might have helped trigger a price reduction.
What was the price range you anticipated it would be at?
$9.99.
You thought $9.99.
What I figured was they would go $9.99 on each of the services, and then what they would say is for $19.99 you can have all of them, you know. And they didn't talk about that kind of consolidation at all.
Well, you know what? I think they're probably holding off on that, right?
Okay.
They're probably going to see how. Yeah. Once everything is going, and they see how successful everything goes, you know, I can't see Apple Plus becoming a Netflix competitor of any sort.
I think a lot of these things are complementary. I mean, you know, it's like, will Disney ever unseat Netflix is kind of the wrong question. It will be a viable other option. You know, I don't know that a lot of people will kill Netflix, but you know, my wife and I, we had this experience where, like, you know, if we didn't have kids and a bunch of people on the accounts, I mean, honestly, we could get by with one service. We might switch it up every 2 months and just see what's new somewhere else. And you could do that for a while, but whatever. You know, we'll see how it goes. Apple, was it the arcade service that's going to be free with new iPhone and iPad purchases?
Yeah,
for a year, I think it was arcade. That's
maybe both. You know, that's
great,
I can't
too.
Remember.
That's going to that's going to build an audience. That's going to attract developers.
So they started with that. They demoed a couple games. All these games look the same. If you show me these games about 2 years ago, I would have told you that they're the same exact games that we're seeing today.
What was that chicken crossing the road game they had? Remember it was on Apple TV? And it's
like
on
years
mobile.
Ago.
And,
Years ago.
Yeah, 2-3 years ago, whatever. It doesn't matter. Anyway, you
give me the name. What do you think the name is? Hold on. What do you think the name is?
It's something like it's got a chicken or clucky or some kind of. I don't remember. And I wasn't even drinking today, but
yeah, and I have been whatever, all day.
You know the game I mean. But what the Frogger game looked a lot like that.
Crossy Road.
Crossy. Thank you. Okay, I was right there.
How am I drunk? And I'm not drunk, but how am I lit? Sure. I would say I'm a little lit.
Lit.
And I was able to come up with the Crossy Road.
There you go. Yeah. It's hard Cosby for me to come Road up with the is names a very things different I product. Barely care about, you know. Anyway, so whatever. It's a mobile service. They, by the way, didn't show any games playing with controllers. It was all on-screen stuff. And you know, it's priced right. I can't complain too much about that. It was priced right. I don't care about it personally, but I thought that was fine. So there's Arcade, right? I mean, what was the second one? Was it Apple TV Plus?
Apple TV Plus.
Yeah. So, you know, they showed off that one really expensive looking Game of Thrones kind of thing with that Jason Momoa guy, that slab of meat.
yes, the slab of meat.
I just, you know, the most non-actory actor I've ever seen. But yeah, I mean, you know, there's going to be like office comedies and blah, blah, blah. I just don't care about that personally. But like I said earlier, I think that they have the opportunity to have, you know, they'll have a certain number of people. I mean, it's not going to fail immediately or anything like that. I mean, they'll, you know, they're throwing a lot of money at it. So
no, they are throwing a lot of money. Actually, I guess I could talk about it now. My son is in a Apple TV Plus movie that's coming out soon. He was casted. Oh. It's actually weird. I never talk about it, but my son was cast. Like, he has an agent and a manager, which is bizarre. Okay. And he went to the way that it happened, he went to a fitting for kids' clothes. And they loved him because he's great, and he started getting like these like little tiny roles, which is like not bad. You know, we're putting the money away for a college fund for him. But he's in a Rashida Jones and Bill Murray movie that's coming up, and it's an Apple TV exclusive. It's like direct to Apple TV. So I'm imagining that the entire platform is going to be with these, you know, exclusive Apple TV products that casted, you know, TV stars and movie stars of the past. To kind of, you know, pump it up. But if you don't have a syndication library like Seinfeld or something like that, it's going to be very difficult for them to create original content that people are really into.
Right.
You kind of need that. That was Netflix model. You know, they needed The Office. They needed Friends. They needed all these products to create what they have today, you know, like a Stranger Things and things like that. I don't know how successful these guys will be at this. I think this is an experiment that's going to go really bad for them.
Yeah, it's going to be a multi-year thing.
Yeah.
By the way, someone just sent me the link for where you can buy these things, which, of course, is not live yet. But you can see how much you'll get in trade if you have an existing iPhone.
Oh, so let's see.
So, for example, an iPhone XR is worth $370.
What's an iPhone 7?
Let's see.
7 Plus.
Okay. iPhone 7 Plus, $200. iPhone 7, $150.
I mean, that's not bad.
I mean, honestly...
is it worth trading it in at that point, or it's worth keeping it?
Yeah, you know, the going rate for an iPhone 7, I happened just to get an email about this, is roughly it's $150. So, there was, I think Swappa was offering up to $200. I don't remember the exact list, but it's kind of in line.
See, on their website, you know, now they show you the only, if you go to apple.com and you're looking to kind of get the pricing of what this device is, they will only show you the monthly cost with a trade-in of $600, and that is for an iPhone 10. Yeah. So if you go with no trade-in, right, I'm looking at $45.79 a month.
Yeah,
actually basic. So let's go with Space Gray. Let's go with 64 gigs. Are we going to go with 64?
By the way, this is the other, you know, they're doing this again, right? It's 64 and then 256.
And 512.
The upgrade difference, it's $150. That's terrible.
Yep. So if I got the 256,
I want 128. Could I get 128 for 75?
It's going to cost me $52 a month. If I want the 64, 45. If I want the 512, 60.
Yeah. So on my iPhone XR with 256, it's $36.62 a month or $880.
Holy moly. I'm looking at Apple iPhone Upgrade Program, Verizon Device Payment Program, or Apple iPhone Payments. Yeah. I could get it for $52 on Verizon, or I could get it for $60 through Apple with Apple Care included. Jeez,
the big question is Midnight Green.
That's the big question here. You know, I get it. I get the pricing. You don't have to buy it, but $60 a month for most people,
by the way,
is a lot of money to spend on a phone.
Yeah. One thing I really appreciate is that the pre-order time is 5 a.m. Pacific, which means it's 8 a.m. It's not like 1 o'clock in the morning like it has been many times.
Yeah.
Middle of the night. So dude, I don't have to get up early if I'm going to buy this stupid thing.
So you want to talk about the iPhone? Let's move on to the iPhone announcement.
You're jumping.
Oh, what did I miss?
The Apple Watch Series 5, which I couldn't tell you one thing about it. Honestly, I don't remember.
So I'm on Therat.com. You obviously did not write these articles.
Oh, no. I was busy talking with you and live tweeting at the same time.
Mahedi wrote them.
Yeah, you've reached the limits of my multitasking capabilities.
He wrote, the new iPhones aren't the only thing Apple's launching today. In fact, the company's Apple Watch is getting an upgrade, too. The new Apple Watch Series 5 will have minor upgrades that aren't major hardware focus. In fact, Apple slightly tweaked the design of the new iPhone Series 5 watch, introducing an always-on display. So they're following what Samsung does with their phones and with their watches as well. I believe those are always-on displays. The other thing that Apple's claiming that the device has an 18-hour battery life, which is pretty impressive if accurate.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, again, my Fitbit has 7 days of battery life, but whatever. Yeah. It also has a black and white screen.
The new device also comes in with a built-in compass, because we all want that, and new compass app and Apple Map support.
Sure. That's good. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
I tell you, I don't know one person. Geez, I'm sorry, I'm sounding a little lit right now. I don't know one person that actually has a cellular model. They all have the GPS models of the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
I think the concept of the cellular model is very interesting. I like the fact that you could have the device individually and you don't need your a companion to it. But in reality, the GPS model is all you need. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think the problem with the LTE stuff is that virtually no one has an option where they can just get that as part of some plan. They have to, everyone sells that as an extra. So you pay some extra month to get a special connection just for your watch. And most people just don't want to do that.
Yeah. So new Apple Watch, minor upgrades. They also announced the new entry level iPad, 10.2 inch iPad. So it's a little bit bigger.
Right. We got to look that up because I honestly. Let's see. How do I find this out without blowing up my eyes in this incredibly bright screen?
Yeah, please do. I want you to turn pasty white when you search. Yeah.
So there's an iPad Pro. There's an iPad Air. These are all existing products. The iPad Air, like the Pro, supported the keyboard and the pencil, but now the new iPad, which is the base iPad,
has a
bigger display, just like the iPad Air. It supports the smart keyboard. Like the iPad, it's basically an iPad Air. I'm losing the script on. I'd have to compare these things side by side to understand what the difference is. But probably some screen technology is not as good. But honestly, $329.
Okay.
For a 10.2 inch display. I don't know what to say. That is a fantastic price.
Phenomenal.
It really is. And I know I need to know more because I know there's something going on with the screen that's not going to be as good or whatever, but that gets you, it's a 32 gig device. If you want to go up to 128, you pay $100 more. Again,
but here's the thing, Paul. If we were to compare this to a comparable Android tablet at $329, this is offer.
There is no comparison.
This is the one to go to.
Samsung just put out a tab, I want to say it's S6, I think was the name of it. It's a 10.2 inch display. It's an iPad Pro competitor. So it's possible that this display technology is better. It's, it certainly has smaller bezels. It's $650 just for that device. This is the iPad for most people. It's a great price. They've made it better. You just can't complain. You know, there's nothing to say. It's nice.
It's a good $329. Just like the previous iPad 9.7, right. It's going to be available September 30th, so in about 20 days. And if you're a student or a teacher and you have a .edu email address, which a lot of you guys do, $299.
Yeah, just like before, by the way. But that's great. I need to know a little bit more about the display. I know that's going to be the big thing, but like I said, for most people, I have the previous gen. So I have a 9.7. It's the last one before they added pencil support.
Okay.
Last year when they came out with the pencil support version, it's identical to mine except for that support. I want to say I got 120 gigs. I probably paid a little less than what they're charging now because it was like a Christmas sale, whatever it was. But
yeah,
these things are priced right. It's a good place for them.
So I'm looking at, I believe I have the original Air still, which works great. Mm-hmm. My kids love it. And mm-hmm. I have the first generation Pro, the large Pro, which I kind of want to trade in. I want to get rid of. So if I'm kind of looking at getting something, this might be the moment to do it. But the reality is I tend to not use it as much as I did. There was a moment that I was using these devices a lot more. I was using my iPad a whole lot more. It was also.
I use an iPad every day.
Do you really? What do you use it
literally
for?
To read.
Yeah, it was my reader. I had it next to my bed, but I've gotten so busy with work, I can't work on that thing. Yeah. So I always tend to work in bed. But you have all these great rules where you don't answer your phone after a certain time. You know, you're a little bit more disciplined about that. This kind of saturates my life. My kids take the iPad.
I don't bring a phone to bed or anything.
Yeah, I find that amazing.
I don't understand bringing a phone to bed. I don't like that. My wife has a phone next to her. I can't stand it. Freaking thing at 6 o'clock in the morning, you hear it over the table. Like,
yeah.
Like all the notifications start coming in.
So 10.2 inch, $329. That was the other announcement that they made. Following this was, did we go into iPhone? Right after
was
this?
Was iPhone next?
iPhone 11.
I guess it was.
Yeah. So they're dropping the XR name.
Yeah, so that was a I get what they're doing here. Obviously they want to differentiate the low end device from the more expensive devices. Last year they just had X or XS and XS Max, and then they had 10R. You know, because R is a letter before S, I guess. I don't know. I think the non Pro and the Pro branding is smart, so that's good. And I they went to 11 normal 11, not XI 11. You know, like Roman numeral 11.
Yeah,
I also think that's smart. They described the lower end device first. Also, I think that was smart. And you know, like the XR today, it looks great and it's priced great, right? What was it $699? It must have been. Because last year it started the XR started at $749.
Yeah.
And I remember it was actually lower. And so they actually lowered the entry level price. It was already a good deal for an iPhone. And it's, you know, it's again, it's LED, not AMOLED. It's got big bezels you can really see, but it's the same innards, you know, the same processing. I haven't looked, but last year with the XR, remember they had the better upgrades on storage. I suspect they're doing that again. That's great if they are. And so, you know, dual camera, it was a single camera last year. And I think by dual camera, if I'm not mistaken, it was wide and ultra wide, right? Not telephoto on the back. No, it looks great. I mean, that one looks good, you know.
So something that someone in the chat brought up is that the old iPhone iPad mm-hmm. was 9.7 inch. This one is 10.2. It's the same chip.
Yeah, that's right. A10. They didn't update. Right. But still, you're getting a much better. Well, you're getting a noticeably bigger display. I mean, it's still whatever, and it supports the smart keyboard if you want that for some reason. So it's still a nice upgrade. It's still a great price.
So the iPhone 11, the camera's pretty good.
It looks good. We're going to have to see in real life how this works out. They finally started to do something about low light, right? And this is, they've been getting killed on commercials by Google. Huawei does a great job. Samsung does a decent job. They do a better job than Apple. So this will be the first time Apple has really tackled this problem. It's an area where they've been getting killed. They still haven't solved the 2x optical zoom thing, which blows my mind. It's literally, what, 3-4 years later since the iPhone 7 Plus added it? What is it, 8? I don't remember exactly, but yeah, 3 years, 4 years, I don't know.
So I just got a message from somebody saying, I just bought the XR.
An iPhone 10, an iPhone 10s, an iPhone 10r, those things are going to be great phones for a long time. We watched an event, right? So we don't have all the details. People are going to pick little things out of their website descriptions and the specs list, and they're going to say, hey, look here, they did make a little change, you know. We need to know a little bit more, but from what I can tell, it's the same design. It's, you know, the upgraded chips. You know, there's always some improvement with the chips, but you're not going to notice that year over year.
Sure.
Like I said, you know, the iPhone XR is a great phone.
Yeah. So we got that. What came after this?
The 11 Pro.
Yeah, the 11 Pro. I'm sorry. The big deal with this is three cameras. Three cameras.
Right.
Not one.
Right. Yep, and so they added the telephoto.
Yeah.
So the thing they're doing there that's kind of interesting, it's still 2x optical zoom on the telephoto, but the camera system will use all three cameras in tandem, and so you can actually go minus x 2x. You know, in other words, you're looking at what we'll call the normal image. You can use the telephoto to zoom out, optical 2x. You can use the ultra wide to zoom back. That's not optical, by the way, but whatever. Well, no, they said it was. So actually, I guess it is optical. But
yeah, they have a 0.5, a 1x, and a 2.
Yeah. So it's technical. The way they described it, a little bit sleight of hand, is a 4x optical zoom range. But it's really it's really two different cameras doing two different things. But it's okay. It's not the 3-4x optical zoom out. Now we're going to call it, I guess. That I think a lot of people were looking for. Like I said, it's been a while, but same design as last year. It is a new color, same two screen sizes, same pricing, same expensive upgrade pricing. The base model 64 gigs. It's going to cost you $150 to go up from there to 256. They don't offer 128 like they did last year, like the same as they did last year. No 5G.
No 5G. Nothing about 5G. Not even no mention, which I'm shocked because that was the big story here.
They bought Intel, and the Intel stuff was way behind. So this is a way they can, you know. By the way, honestly, Apple's always a little bit behind in the networking stuff. What are we complaining about? Where exactly is 5G? What's the harm? It's fine. I think the problem's going to be
next year is the big story here because that's going to be the redesign of the device.
Well, maybe. So I was thinking about that too. So off the top of my head, you know, the first couple of iPhone gens, they used the same basic design. Actually, they used the first one 3 years, didn't they? Basically. The back went from metal to plastic, but they kept that for the 3G and the 3GS. So there was a 3-year kind of point there.
And then you had
the 4S, the 5, and the 5S were the same design, although I know the 5S was taller. But it was the same, that kind of classic, the iPhone SE now. You know, look and feel. So also actually 4 years, you know, the iPhone 6, the 7 and the 8 were all the same 3 years. Right. But the iPhone 10, which came out the first year as the 8, the same year as the 8 is now. So now we're in the third year. It is possible that they might keep this design one more year because people are upgrading far less anyway.
Well, 2020, is it 2020 or 2021 for the new display, for the new touch display? For authentication.
Oh, I don't remember that, but
I can't remember.
Maybe
it
is next year. But look, it's fine to put 5G into the next one if or whatever the redesign is, because that's another thing they can kind of talk about. It's also fine for them to use this design again, right? I think we can stop being, you know, making fun of that. It actually makes sense, right? It's fine. The thing I wish they would do, because they just redesign the whole thing. They don't do little interim step stuff. What they should have been doing, and I don't understand this, is how is it that the notch at the top isn't getting smaller? You know, and I'm sure it's for a software consistency thing. I'm sure they don't want developers to have to think about having more space in the status bar or whatever it is. But it, when the iPhone 10 debuted, I guess, what, 2 years ago now, that notch was humongous.
Yeah, tremendous.
Two years later, it's unconscionable. We don't have, no one is making giant notches anymore. We've got pinhole cameras. We've got the little teardrop notch. We've got no notch.
Why is Apple doing it? Yeah, well, Apple's going to change it. Eventually, they're going to go back to.
No, of course. But they could be taking these interim steps to fix that, and they're not. And it's weird. You understand they're one of the biggest, and they are the most profitable smartphone maker in the world. How on earth are they milking this for so long?
Well, remember, it's Apple. They don't make interim changes. They just make a change.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't. That's something I think they kind of need to address.
Yeah. So, someone in the chat room brings up an interesting point. He goes, "It's really interesting. Apple introduced an ultra premium watch with titanium and ceramic. This is going to seep into the iPhone.
Yeah,
with a ceramic body or a titanium body.
So next year, whether it's the same design or a different design." They've established this notion that there is pro and non-pro, you know, like they used to do on MacBooks, right? And I guess maybe technically they kind of still do. I guess they have an Air and a Pro, whatever. You know, one of the ways you could make a device pro is to make it of more premium materials. And that would be kind of an interesting direction for them to go. For that to happen, though, I think what used to be called the 10R needs to become more like the base pro is today. And then you could have that be the non-pro, and then the Pro and the Pro Max could be the ones that could come in titanium or what, you know, ceramic or whatever materials they want to use. Anyway, I thought it was you know, pretty solid overall. I don't know. I expected to be slightly more interested in upgrading. It's good that I have a few days to think about it, honestly, because I'm just not really
sure. Yeah, I got to think. So right now, if you were me, right, and this is going to be a question I'm asking the chat room and the viewers and you yourself. If you were me and you have the iPhone 7 Plus, do you upgrade?
Yes.
You
do. I would say, this is a no-brainer. If you have a non-iPhone 10 or newer, this is a no-brainer upgrade.
Unless.
Because here's, you know what it is? No, this is like the car thing. You know, you don't buy the new model Volkswagen the first year it comes out, right? Mm. You want to buy it 8 years into its 10-year run or whatever. Because they figured out all the problems. They fit, you know, everything's great. I think that's where the iPhone is today, the iPhone 10, whatever we're calling these things, 11. The issue is going to be if you hold on to this thing, you buy one today, it's 2019, and you hold on to it for 3 years or more, will you be impacted at the end of that by its inability to do 5G?
Interesting.
And I don't know. I don't think so, right?
Well, okay, so let's break this down. We got, if I buy this phone on Friday, I do the pre-order. Yep. And now I got, next year, they announce whatever. You know, let's assume.
That's the thing. What is? What if it is all new? What if it is all new? And in-screen fingerprint reader?
Yeah.
You don't want to get the first one. That first one. Waiting for that would be a mistake. You wait for the one that comes after that or the third one. Because that's when they'll get that right. Because that first one's not going to work right.
Yeah. Listen, I made that mistake with the MacBook Pro, right? 2016 MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
Well, 2016? Sure. Was it 2016? I got it in 2017. And then they gave me a 2018.
A MacBook Air last year, and it's like the third gen butterfly keyboard, and they clearly never got that right. So,
dude, I went through four of these. I went through four MacBook Pros. They just handed me the last one. They're like, listen, we totally screwed this up. Here's a 2018. Take it. My wife has the 2018 13 inch. It's right. It's at Apple right now for the third time. The keyboard just does not work. Just stops. So and that's 3 years in. So maybe you're right. You have a point there. Maybe I should just get the current generation, whatever the new one is, and then wait. Mm-hmm. Also, by the way, iOS 13 is going to be available 9/19.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, so
by the way, you know it's going to be available in 9/20?
What?
iOS 13.1. I'm not kidding.
Is there? Yeah, seriously? I think so. I assume so.
I think that's the date. I think it's the 20th.
What's the MacBook? What's the MacBook? The Mac OS update. When is that coming out?
Oh, probably the same, roughly the same time.
Listen, sure. I kind of
expected it to drop today.
I hope you guys are enjoying this because I'm 3 hours into drinking and I'm starting to feel drunk. you know.
By the way,
I'm going to regret this tomorrow.
You know what we didn't hear anything about?
What?
Today?
Apple TV?
USB-C versus Lightning.
No, dude, they're not going USB-C. It's over. They're going to stick the Lightning on this.
In other words, well, the fact that they didn't mention it suggests that it's Lightning. It's going to be Lightning. I guess they probably showed the port at one point.
But they are USB-C on the iPads, right? On the iPad Pro.
On the iPad Pro.
Yeah.
But actually, the iPad, I bet the 10-point, you know, the normal non-Pro is probably USB-C.
Well, think about it. You want to sell as many devices as you can. You want to sell as many accessories as you can. So if you have a MacBook Pro, it's USB-C technically, right? It's Thunderbolt. You have an iPad Pro, USB-C. But if you buy a cheaper iPhone or you buy an iPhone Pro, you still have to buy that plug.
Right.
So if you're in the ecosystem, you need two plugs to charge the device.
Sure. You also need a special cable to connect your phone to your laptop, which is something that does not come in the box. Although they could have fixed that. Remember, they showed the fast charger, which for Apple is slightly faster charger. It's a bigger charger. And I wonder if the connector that goes into that charger is USB-C, like it's Lightning into the phone, USB-C into the little guy.
So
like,
here's a question.
That would be the right way to do that.
I got a question for you from the Skinny Pig NYC.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram blogger, verified on Twitter. Okay. She actually asked John Prosser this question, and I wrote a really mean thing to her, and I said, why the F would you ask him? I kind of got angry. She says, you know, she bought she has a 10S right now.
Yep.
How much better is the camera going to be for her for what she does? That's a good question. Because she's in the business of photography,
yep,
and really for her, taking those unbelievable shots goes a really long way.
Right. The one place that you might see the biggest difference is low light, right? I think for well-lit photos, I don't think you're going to see much of a difference for food photos. But again, we have to test these things. But
yeah, but you go into a restaurant, you know.
I know. A lot of times restaurant lighting is terrible. And what you don't want to do is be flashing like a giant explosion of light in the middle of a restaurant. So the low light thing might make a huge difference. I will say that, you know, progressively, like through the Pixels and then the Huawei's, the Mate 20 Pro last year and the P30 Pro this year, those take the best food photos I've ever taken, ever. Like, they're amazing.
With the Huawei.
I don't think that Apple's going to be able to duplicate that.
Interesting.
But we'll see. I mean, that might be the one area where it makes a difference over the 10S.
The other thing we didn't hear about, and I was anticipating since it's a companion to the iPhone, is the, you know, the future of the AirPods.
Yeah.
I was anticipating there would be, because Paul,
well, they
revved
them this year, didn't they?
They did rev them, but it's the holiday season coming up. I thought that maybe they would do another rev. I don't know why I thought this in thinking what I just said. They shouldn't, but I honestly thought there would be another rev of this. I'm one of the only people that walks around New York City with an iPhone that doesn't have these stupid AirPods.
Sure.
I'm judged. Teenagers, kids are judging me.
Sorry.
Looking at me with a dongle attached. I literally have the old iPhone cable because I need to plug it into my laptop with a dongle attached. I'll probably get the AirPods also now because there was nothing announced.
Interesting. Maybe there'll be a Black Friday sale or something.
Maybe. I'm waiting for that. So obviously, if we're summing this up, new iPhone, three cameras, not with two. The iPhone got the camera from the iPhone XS. The iPhone Pro got another lens on their camera.
Yep.
There's dedicated night mode on the iPhone 11 that you don't have on the iPhone. You don't have on the X. The XS.
As someone observed, shouldn't that be a software update?
Of
course, there's nothing special about the iPhone 11 that enables that. And yes, but that's the Apple way. I mean, you never know. Maybe is that a feature in iOS 13? I don't think so. But we'll see. I bet that does not come to the XS.
I wonder if someone's going to be able to jailbreak that. I know that jailbreaking is not a thing anymore as much as it used to be. But I'm willing to bet that there will be some sort of jailbreak that, you know, puts it on if you really need to have it.
I don't know.
You know what else I'm curious about? You know, now they're obviously software-wise, they're regulating the products, right? They're putting a governor on the performance and on features based on device to software.
What do you mean?
Like iOS 13 is iOS 13, except if you have the latest phone, then you have features that that another phone won't have.
All right, so like this, the night mode,
like this camera, example, yeah, like the night mode, whatever. It's in iOS 13. It's a feature within iOS 13, but
except it only surfaces on the newest devices.
Only on the newest devices.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, if that's true, that's artificial. I think that they could have done it on the XS.
I believe they could have 100%. But
yeah,
where the
like, I don't
do
understand.
They obviously do this with iPad OS. When does it hit Mac OS? When they start doing features like this on Mac OS?
I mean, honestly, this isn't super uncommon. In some ways, it's a little surprising they don't do more of it when you think about it.
If you look at Windows, imagine if Windows did this.
Well, Windows technically does do it, right? You don't just get Windows Hello with any camera. You don't just get, you know, you have to have certain hardware components to get certain features.
But if your camera was capable, if your camera, you know, if you have a Windows Hello camera on an older version, and then all of a sudden it's interesting to kind of look at it that way.
I'm trying to decide if this is nefarious. I mean, Apple's within their right to try to do what they can to incent you to upgrade. You know, I agree. I believe, without really knowing for sure, that, like I said, the iPhone XS could handle this night shot mode, whatever it's called. If it does not appear on that phone, it will probably because they only tested it on the new one, because the intention all along was only to ship that on the new one.
Yeah.
And that's one of the differentiators they're using to try to get people to upgrade. And it's probably their right to do that. I don't know that you can, you know, I understand the complaint. I'm probably making it myself, but I also kind of understand it. I don't think it's that. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's a huge problem or not.
So more details from Therat.com. Nothing Paul has written today because I took up all his time.
Yeah, no, you got to read the other stuff.
This is another Mahedi article. Mm-hmm. As we said, iOS 13. He's great, by the way. He's so good. iOS 13 on September 19th. It's going to be released. 13.1 will be released a few days after, later on September 30th, not the 20th.
Not the 20th. Okay.
13.1 will be released on the 30th. However, Mac owners with Catalina, it's October.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting.
There's nothing really important there from what I can remember.
There was iOS app developers, iOS apps on the Mac.
Oh, right, of course.
That's a big deal. And Sidecar, which is a big deal for a lot of people. Obviously, you've been able to do that Sidecar feature for a long time. There are third-party applications that do it, but having it within the operating system makes it a lot better. Screen time, new privacy options, voice control, and some other things. But overall, the big news here is app support, iOS app support on the Mac.
Okay.
And then Watch OS 6 is coming out the 19th as well. So the latest version of Watch OS. So that was that. Was there anything we missed from the Apple stuff?
I think. Well, we have to talk about the important retail update, Andrew.
Oh, God. that's what I started the show with. The Fifth Avenue store, guys.
Oh,
that big giant cube, you know, that you guys, if you've been to New York on
it's
Fifth
reopening.
Avenue, you've seen it.
How exciting.
Reopening. Very excited. I know Mary Jo Foley personally told me she's very excited for this.
We'll probably do a live episode of Windows Weekly from there someday.
You know what? Can you please do that? Do you think you'd be thrown out?
Well, I mean, we wouldn't just do it impromptu.
No, no. I think you should just go show up. Just show up and do Windows.
No.
To kind of get away from the Apple stuff, yesterday you had. Are we done with Apple? Are we over it?
Are we done? Are we just done? We're not really going to talk about more stuff, are we?
No, one more thing. I want to talk about
two and a half
4.
Hours later, dude.
I'm so loaded right now, Paul. Jeez. I gotta make shish kebabs in like 5 minutes. I've been marinating all day. Pixel 4. Anything on this? What? Pixel 4.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff, but what? But who cares? Whatever. I mean, it's like next month.
I know, but I wanted to kind of compare it because those leaks came out around the same time. All right, we'll end it. Forget it. We'll talk about it next week. So, yeah, we did about four. How many hours are we? 3.5 hours.
4.5 hours is what it felt like.
Anything? Do you think this is a good hardware release for the iPhone, or it just fine?
It's honest. It's. I don't know what to call this. It's typical. You know, it's a standard Apple upgrade. The iPad came in great. I think that's that for whatever reason, the pricing on those two services is great. And the iPhone it's solid. It's as expected. It's not 5G. It's not, they didn't go up on the optical zoom. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's what they needed.
Who's doing real 4X optical right now? Huawei?
Huawei does. I think it's real. Is it 5 or 8? Five something. 5X optical.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's amazing, is what it is. Yeah. It works great.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's it for this week. Paul, for all things Paul Theroux, go to Theroux.com. You can follow him at Theroux. Listen, I'm a drunken Andrew Zarian. I can't even say my name. Jesus. And it was just white wine. The problem is I eat nothing today, and I'm sitting in a hot room dying. You can follow me at Andrew Zarian. You know what, though? I'm going to tell you something. For someone that's 4 glasses of wine in, I can still do a show. It's a little noticeable. I go up an octave. You can follow me at Andrew Zarian. This was a lot of fun. Paul, do you remember the last one? We didn't do this for a long time. I would like to continue
to do this.
These.
I there are certain expectations on Twitter.
I know. You're a big tweeter during these events. You are, the next time you're in New York, for the Apple event, geez. The Microsoft event, right? The Surface event.
Yep.
Next month.
Yep.
If you want to record anything that day, because it's a Wednesday, I have a studio that's available, and it's really nice looking. So.
Yeah. We don't know. It will depend on what the schedule is for the event.
What time? Do you know the time of it?
Nope. That's the problem. We don't know anything about it.
Oh, and Microsoft likes to do those 5 p.m., 6 p.m.
So we know the day that, we know it's going to interrupt Windows Weekly. The problem is we might actually have to do the show the next day, in which case I would just go home. So we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Well, I'll probably see you in New York when that happens. But
yeah,
all right, guys, that's it for this week. We're not going to do a Patreon show. I'm going to put this on Patreon. This is going to be a Patreon show because we did so much. And you guys are kind of seeing how I fell apart as a human being over the last couple hours. So that'll be your bonus. And we'll see y'all next time. Take care.